Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When embarking on a digital transformation, you have a lot of different implementation methodologies to choose from. In fact, these methodologies can oftentimes be in conflict with one another, and it can be difficult to know which methodology or methodologies to use. So what I want to talk about today is, what are some of those major methodologies you have to choose from, how can they be in conflict, and how can you decide which ones are the right ones for you? My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And as I mentioned, implementation methodologies are a critical part of any sort of digital transformation. They're a key part of making sure that you implement in a repeatable way, in a way that can have a chance of being on time and on budget, and in a way that ultimately can deliver value. But when you look at all the different options out there in the marketplace, all the different methodologies you could be drawing from, a lot of times those methodologies are in conflict with one another. And what might work well for one client doesn't work well for another organization, and vice versa. So what I want to talk about today are, what are those major methodologies you have to choose from, how are they in conflict, and what can you do to determine which ones are the right ones for you? Now, one of the most common methodologies used in digital transformations today is the whole concept of agile methodology. And agile is an approach that is focused on not taking too long up front to define your business processes and define the design of the software itself, but rather to roll out the software and the technology as quickly as possible, even if to a limited number of people, just to get some feedback on the technology and to get some traction and momentum in your transformation. And this runs a bit counter to the traditional waterfall methodology, which is historically what software development and implementation consultants would use, which is more focused on having very clearly defined linear sequential phases in a project, beginning with design and continuing through build, test, go live, etc. Agile, on the other hand, is more focused on rapid deployment of technology and getting things out there, even if it's imperfectly, out to your end users and out to your organization, and then learning from that and taking that feedback to improve your technology throughout the organization. So while Agile can be a great way to speed things up, it also runs in contradiction to what a lot of organizations are trying to accomplish at the end of the day. Many organizations use their digital transformations as a way to create a standard operating model or to change to a common platform to how they're going to operate and run their business in different functions throughout the globe and throughout the organization. And oftentimes Agile will run counter to that. And so you inherently have a conflict there between the need to rapidly deploy technology and the need to have common standard business processes in this example. So Agile is just one example of a methodology that can be used, and you might want to use it selectively to ensure that you're not undermining some of the other goals and objectives you're trying to accomplish with your digital transformation. Another common methodology that's used not only in digital transformations, but operationally for a lot of organizations throughout the world, is the whole concept of Lean Six Sigma. And Lean Six Sigma is a methodology that focuses on clearly defined business processes, continuous improvement, measurement of those business processes, and really reducing waste and increasing efficiency and effectiveness throughout an organization. So two major components of Lean Six Sigma that can sometimes be contradictory to other methodologies that you might use in your digital transformation are this whole concept, first of all, of clear business process mapping or business process management. And that right there runs counter to what we just talked about a moment ago, which was Agile. So Agile focuses on not spending too much time defining business processes up front in terms of end-to-end company-wide business processes, but just deploying technology as quickly as possible. Whereas Lean Six Sigma and its business process management focus tends to focus on the opposite. So there's a contradiction or a conflict right there. Lean Six Sigma also focuses on measurement and metrics to ensure that you're optimizing the operational efficiency and the operational results of an organization. So again, you're focused on optimizing and making sure that you're measuring and continuously improving, which doesn't necessarily align with other sorts of methodologies that organizations may use in their digital transformation. So Lean Six Sigma is just one more methodology that you need to think about and determine, are there bits and pieces of Lean Six Sigma that might apply to your digital transformation? Are there certain pieces of it that maybe don't apply or might be contradictory to other types of methodologies? And if so, which one and which mix makes the most sense to you? But Lean Six Sigma is one to be aware of and certainly a methodology that you can be using in your digital transformation as well. Change management is critical to any digital transformation. If you've watched any of my videos or worked with me in the past, you know that our organization and our team focuses very heavily on change management, ensuring that we properly address the human factor of transformation. And that's the key thing that's going to determine whether or not your project succeeds or fails. So when you look at different change methodologies like ProSize ADKAR methodology, for example, or Cotter's methodology, or any other sort of formal change management methodology, you often find that those methodologies aren't aligned with other types of goals or other methodologies that are being used. So going back to the Agile approach or the Agile example, oftentimes Agile is focused on the quick deployment of technology, whereas change management would suggest that if you're going to do change management right, you need to spend time up front determining what the impacts to the organization are, what the proper organizational design is going to be, how you're going to deploy a change management strategy to ensure that people come along for the ride. Whereas Agile, on the other hand, focuses more on getting the technology out there and using that as a way to drive adoption and change. So very subtle difference, but an important difference that you need to understand those trade-offs or those tensions between those two methodologies. But regardless, you do want to make sure you have some sort of very solid and very effective change management methodology and then figure out what other pieces or methodologies might fit with that or might not fit that you might want to not use for your deployment.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Customer experience is another methodology or mindset or framework that's often used for digital transformations. And a customer experience-focused digital transformation really focuses on the customer journey. What does it look like from the customer's perspective to interact with you and your organization? From the time they are a potential customer until they become a customer, until they place orders with you and you deliver your goods or services, and ultimately until you invoice them and collect payment. What does that entire customer journey look like? And when you look at things from a customer journey perspective and you really try to optimize and maximize the customer journey, sometimes that might suggest that you're not going to be as efficient as you might otherwise be. So in other words, if you're coming at things from the direction of Lean Six Sigma, as I mentioned a moment ago, that might suggest that you want to drive efficiencies and be as lean as possible, whereas customer experience might suggest that it's okay not to be fully efficient. There might be times where you do spend more time and money on inefficient processes in the name of ensuring that you're maximizing your customer experience. So you can see right there how there can be some tension there. You have to decide what's more important to you. Is it operational efficiency if you're looking at Lean Six Sigma, or is it maximizing the customer experience that might be suggested in this framework? So again, customer experience is one more quiver in your toolbox that you could be potentially using, and it's important to understand the benefits of using that deployment approach, but also recognizing where the deficiencies or the conflicts might be with other deployment methodologies you might be considering. Now, in addition to some of the general frameworks I've talked about, like the change management methodologies, the Lean Six Sigma, Agile, etc., you also want to be looking at the software vendors themselves. What methodologies are they using? And oftentimes their methodology will incorporate certain pieces of what I've already talked about. Things like Lean or Agile might be part of a vendor's implementation approach, but they all have their own little unique nuances in terms of how they recommend deploying their technology. And oftentimes these vendor methodologies are focused on quick deployment of their technologies at a fast pace and at as low of a cost as possible. And it makes sense why a software vendor would want to make sure that their customers can deploy their technology as quickly as possible for as low cost as possible, just to increase the success rate and to ensure that they have good case studies to point to show examples of other organizations that have deployed that technology for less time and money than they might otherwise. But you also have to recognize that there are deficiencies and gaps oftentimes in those vendor methodologies. There's things missing. Oftentimes they don't focus on change management. Oftentimes they don't have a Lean Six Sigma centered approach. But if those two things are important to you and they're not baked into your vendor methodology, it may not mean that you don't necessarily need to abandon that software completely, but you do want to take the bits and pieces of that methodology that do work and augment it with other pieces that might be best for you. So probably the simplest way to think about this is to view the vendor implementation methodologies as a starting point. It's not the only way you can deploy technology, and one size does not fit all. So you want to make sure that you take the pieces that do work, augment it with other pieces that you know you need to be more aligned with what you're trying to accomplish as an organization, and really make it your own. And then one final thought along these lines is that these vendor methodologies oftentimes focus on acceleration, accelerators, things to speed up the implementation. And faster is not always better. And sometimes in the quest to become fast and cheap in your implementation, you're actually going to cost more time and money for yourself later on. You really want to recognize what the right pace is for you, what the right approach is, and what the right methodology is ultimately. Another methodology worth considering that you may be familiar with is PMBOK. And PMBOK is the Project Management Body of Knowledge, which is produced by the Project Management Institute. So for a lot of people that are project management certified or PMI certified, they use the PMBOK methodologies and the tool set and the approach and the overall mindset to deploy their technologies. Now again, PMBOK is great. It adds a lot of great structure and foundation and repeatable processes to your project management approach, but it may or may not run counter with some of the other methodologies we've discussed or other methodologies you might be considering. But since it can be such a powerful addition to an implementation, it's important to recognize that there might be pieces of PMBOK that are important to your organization, and you also might be leveraging pieces of other methodologies as well. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure, again, just like I've said with the others, that you have the right methodology, the right framework, and you're using the right pieces, and then augmenting those pieces with other parts of those methodologies that we've talked about previously. As you may have picked up on so far in this video, there is no one right answer. There's no one-size-fits-all answer to what sort of methodology might make the most sense for your organization. So it's really important to look at your goals, your objectives. What is it you're trying to accomplish with this digital transformation? What's your culture? What are you trying to become when you grow up as an organization? And ultimately, which pieces of these methodologies might work together? And it's also just as important to recognize where there might be potential conflict, where you might have some tension between these different methodologies. And that should be part of your project governance, is figuring out when you do have conflict between different schools of thought or different methodologies or frameworks or tool sets, what is that decision process going to look like? How are we going to rock those decisions off center so that we can get to resolution and get alignment on how we're going to move forward? Now, I've also included some additional links below, which will provide you additional thoughts and methodologies and best practices for how to make your digital transformation more successful. One in particular is our annual digital transformation report, which contains a number of software reviews, top 10 rankings, best practices for digital transformations, really a must-have for anyone who's about to go on a digital transformation journey. So I encourage you to download that via the links below, and I've also included some other materials and resources that I think might be useful to you. So I hope you found this information helpful, and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.